Hi, this is Mariah Nichols in Unpacking Disability. And today I am reading a post about being a single mom and being sick. And the post is called Single Parents. We better hope we don't get sick. As a single mom with full custody of three kids and with a very, very small family, I've long had my eye on planning and preparation. And I thought I had everything set in place with my advance directive. And by the way, a link to starting one is at the end of this blog post, in the actual post, along with my will, planning them both, the advance directive and my will. But I didn't think that much about the how, why, and wherefore of caring for myself and or my kids in the event of a global pandemic. In every case of childcare or self-care, it seems to be a given that there is another adult around. I mean, it seems to be a given that parents are not alone, that there's a backup adult around. And it seems that it's a given that the parent can go into the hospital for a test, they can receive treatment, they can buy groceries. But what happens when the parent is really alone? Like, I just came back from the radiologist's office, and I had gone because I went to my doctor's clinic over a week ago with chest pain. And he told me they didn't have coronavirus tests, and that if anyone would be given one at all, it would be because they were already admitted to the hospital. My doctor prescribed an antibiotic for me and an inhaler. I am not asthmatic. And then he let me go home. But it hasn't gone away. The chest pain hasn't gone away. I still have it. And so he referred me over to the radiologist to get a chest x-ray just to, you know, see what was going on. But once I got there, I couldn't bring my kids in. So I would have to leave them outside in a very public space or not go. There was simply no other recourse. So sickness in the single parent. I got sick with the flu shortly after we moved back to Hawaii. While I normally have the constitution of a cast iron ox, I think the culmination of months of stupid stress took its toll on me and sent me over the edge. And I barely remember dragging us all to the pharmacy so that I could get Sudafed, the kind you have to sign for. I mostly just remember wanting to lie down on the floor. But I pumped myself with enough of that Sudafed to function, driving the kids to school and back to our rented one-bedroom apartment to sleep in a fevered state while they were away. And this went on for about a week. So I think about what coronavirus would be like. How on earth would a single parent, without backup, do it? I wonder if Sudafed does anything to coronavirus. What might make it easier just so you can function and take care of your kids? What happens if you can't? I wonder about all of these things, and I wish our healthcare system had care options that included single parents, like a visiting doctor or a way to leave your kids in a safe spot so that you can access care. I'm hoping and praying and good vibing my way to continued stellar health. I've spent a small fortune on vitamins and immune boosters. I have also taken social distancing pretty seriously from the get-go because I think that any of us single parents are going to be screwed if we get sick. I know I'll be. So on that rather darkly optimistic, not pessimistic mode, sorry, I'm just wrapping this up, and I hope that chest pain it just goes away and that it's nothing. I don't know what it is, and I don't know what my recourse is. I had some other symptoms of coronavirus, like chills and fever and throat pain, so I don't know. I don't know what's up. But I am feeling really good sometimes and just not so good other times, and all I can do is take one moment at a time. And here's hoping everybody stays well and we keep connected and stay strong. Bye.